Track 14, closing announcements. Well, all good things must come to an end, and I'm sorry to say that we have come to the end of this April edition of Just Talk. I'm Alison Aplin, and I was your editor for Just Talk this month. My thanks go to all our contributors, Bob Johnson for his ever-challenging quiz questions, David Clayton, the much-loved gal Tina, as well as Vision Norfolk, the CAB, and the London Beyond Sight Project. But my biggest thanks must go to our great team of readers, Dorothy Sneesby, Sam Elmhurst, Tony Stimpson, and Neil Haverson, and of course, Tim Edwards. Thank you one and all. We do hope you've enjoyed listening and that you'll join us next time to hear gal Tina talking about the Macintosh factory. Maybe some of you used to work there. Bob's quiz, which is all about Norfolk, and we'll learn some historical facts about Norfolk as well. Add to that two pieces about a couple of musicians working in very contrasting genres centuries apart, one of whom was a local Norwich boy with an unusual name, and you have the makings of a bumper edition. Come to think of it, they've both got unusual names, those two musicians. Anyway, certainly a lot to look forward to next time. As always, we like to know what you think. Your comments and views and suggestions are always welcome. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, or you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk, or just drop us a note when you return your envelope with this recording. Just remember to keep in touch and just talk.